This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus cases around the world continue rising as we inch closer to another deadly milestone, with more than 498,000 people having died from COVID-19, 125,000 of them in the United States. The number of infections globally approaches 10 million, 2.5 million in the U.S. In the hardest-hit country, five U.S. states, including Florida and Arizona, recorded daily highs for COVID-19 cases Saturday. Hospitals in Arizona have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating patients. China imposed a strict lockdown on nearly 500,000 people Sunday in a province surrounding the capital of Beijing. Authorities warned the outbreak was still severe and complicated. Hundreds have been infected in Beijing, and cases have emerged in neighboring Hebei province in recent weeks. This comes after China largely brought the virus under control. Health officials said Sunday that the county about 90 miles from Beijing will be fully enclosed and controlled, the same strict measures imposed at the height of the pandemic in the city of Wuhan earlier this year. Leaders from around the world joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission, aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment worldwide. About a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said only a spirit of unity and solidarity can defeat the virus. The event featured a concert featuring a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders' highlight of the disproportionate impact of COVID-19. This is VOA News. Britons may be able to take a summer holiday after all, as the country prepares to ditch its 14-day quarantine for people arriving from countries it sees as low risk. And official travel advice, warning against all but essential travel outside Britain, will be eased for some countries and regions. The changes will happen in 2 weeks' time, all being well. An expert panel will put nations into red, amber, and green categories depending on COVID-19 risk. Passengers arriving from green and amber countries will no longer have to quarantine themselves for 14 days after arriving. The countries falling into those categories should be announced next week. According to the BBC, the new travel corridors are expected to include France, Germany, Greece, Italy, Spain, and Turkey, but not Portugal or Sweden, where infection rates are up. Chinese state media reports lawmakers there have reviewed a draft of the National Security Bill for Hong Kong during a meeting held by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. In the meeting, the director of the Legislative Affairs Commission of the NPC's Standing Committee presented a report on the bill, according to the media. The NPC's Standing Committee usually meets every 2 months, but the three-day meeting starting Sunday is the second meeting in June to review the bill. The committee is widely expected to pass it into law before the meeting ends Tuesday. Hundreds of protesters marched through one of Lisbon's main avenues and shouted, quote, "Portugal is not racist," end quote, in a demonstration organized by the leader of far-right party known for his derogatory remarks about ethnic minorities. The march, organized by the group Chega, comes around 3 weeks after thousands gathered in Lisbon and other Portuguese cities in protest against racism and alleged police brutality. Last October, the party leader there, Andre Ventura, a former soccer commentator, won the far-right's first seat since Portugal's dictatorship ended in 1974. In January, Ventura called for a black fellow MP with dual Portuguese-Guinean citizenship to be, quote, "returned to her own country," end quote, after she proposed items in Portuguese museums obtained from former colonies should be returned to their countries of origins. Ireland's parliament has picked veteran opposition leader Michael Martin as the prime minister Saturday to head the first ever coalition uniting two parties that have battled each other for power since the civil war nearly a century ago. In his acceptance speech, Martin acknowledged the different traditions of the three parties and warned Ireland faced the fastest moving recession ever to hit their country as a consequence of the pandemic. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.